I got criticized one time for picking for a guy. He wasn't far from the house. He was drunk. Now I drove my car around and got up and got him, carried him home. Somebody criticized me for doing that. You gonna let the guy lay out there drunk? What? Get him out the street. Get him home where he's supposed to be. I'll be fooling him. Suppose I mistreated that guy, what I got this card from, knowing he's a drug dealer, what was he doing? Something was wrong, I asked him. Suppose I mistreated when he came to my house. I would have got this card. Mm-hmm. But he said, y'all treat me as a family. I said, you're supposed to treat people nice. And they have somebody to remember you.
What are some other changes that you've noticed about Roswell from when you were growing up compared to what you're seeing now in the community?
Less love. Mm-hmm. Less love. That's the biggest thing that's changed Roswell. Less love.
Is that because of the size? Because it's gotten so big, you think? Or just the way people are now?
Because people lifted up in pride. I got mine, you get yours, best you can. I can help you. I scuffle to get this, you got to get out there. Man, you got to get out there and hustle to get this.
But some of the things you're describing, I don't see that as you know, restricted to Roswell, and I guess I'm wondering why. What's contributed to that attitude? It doesn't seem like it's about size then, or, you know, people. I don't know. I'm not quite sure what's contributing to that sort of attitude.
But,
you know, the things that you're talking about, you know, this lack of community, this lack of, you know, because I talk to my son about that all the time, that we're not in this world alone. You live in a world with other people.
That's
and
right.
So you have to be thoughtful of others.
That's right.
And not just think about yourself. And so, because I always tell him, you know, we went to this, when we were in the process of looking for different churches, and we went to this one church this Sunday that we would never go back to, but still I say, you know, the sermon was a good one. It was about this sermon that it was from one of the letters from Paul, where he said, it's better to give than to receive. Mm-hmm. He talked about how that came to be. You know, Paul had all of these other things going on, mm-hmm. you know, all of the stuff that he was going through, and for him to be able to say that at that time, under the circumstances he was in, you know, it was just tremendous mm-hmm. for him to say that. It's better to give than to receive, you know, under the circumstances that he was going through. And so, you know, I tell my son, you know, we were meant to be there at that time to hear that particular thing, and how important it is for him to remember that, mm-hmm. you know, that you don't just think about yourself.
That's right.
And just the significance of that. But I don't think people, you know, in general sort of think like that. That you can't just think about yourself. You live in a world with other people. I mean, you know, partly for him, you know, he's six, so the world revolves around him at 6 years old. But it seems like for a lot of people, the world revolves around them, even if you're not 6 years old. And that's what it seems like you're saying.
It's just about right. Some people really think that. If I get up to a certain, if I got a certain job, and, folks almost classify itself now. It do involve me. I seem like everything's around me. It's a different.
Well, I just don't get why. You know, even I'm just asking you in terms of Roswell,
you know,
but I see it in other
why?
Places.
Because you have moved the Lord out of the way, mm-hmm. and put the devil there. And he's telling you all this stuff. That's the reason why. If you can keep him there, he's gonna keep you humble. And he's not going to let you stay like that.